What up, what's good, what's popping, everybody? Welcome to Mind of a Black Child. My name is Michelle, and these are my mental diaries. So I've been sitting all morning, and I've just been thinking of the word enough. I guess this episode or this recording is inspired by that word, enough. I think growing up as a black child, I would resonate with the feeling of thinking that anything that you do is not enough, you know? And I think that crippled me a lot and still possibly does. I'm still unlearning all of that. But it's something that I've clocked about the word enough, that it is used so loosely, yet I don't think people can really comprehend how subjective that word is. And for the fact that it is so subjective, it is such a dangerous word to use to want to describe somebody or to want to tell somebody how you think about them. I think that is something I've clocked about that word, and I just wanted to really share that right now I'm really in a space where I feel like nothing I'm doing is enough. But I still keep doing more, because I'm just like, keep going, because surely it'll be enough one day, you know? But I think I'm just really in a very difficult and toxic place where I feel like I have to keep working, because when I'm not doing anything, I don't think I'm doing enough. And when I am doing something, I still don't think I'm doing enough, you know? And that is something that I've also clocked about my depression. So it has a tendency to make me feel like, girl, you ain't doing enough. And I'm like, but girl, what you mean? I'm banging it though. Because I don't know if anyone can resonate with this, but it's like you win at something. Like, you could have, okay, in my profession, I have campaigns. Yes, I have campaigns. I could get like 4 or 5 campaigns that month. And somehow, after I've received all those packages, depression manages to convince me that this is not enough. And it's like, yeah, but what's next? That question. Hate it when you're winning and then depression says, what's up, what's next? Hate it, because can I live? In fact, can I breathe? Because what do you mean, mate? But yeah, I think that is really just where I am mentally when it comes to my work and what I do as a creative. And I think being a creative is also a pretty tough job, because you become your biggest critic. That is what I have become, because there's nothing I can do without thinking twice. And that is also why I started this space and this podcast, for me to be able to sit down in my most comfortable and my most safest place, no matter where I am, and just share my thoughts and not have to overthink and over edit. And is this perfect? Are the colors popping? You know, I don't want to have to think about that. And I'm so glad that I've finally brought myself here. And I guess to answer myself, yes, I am doing enough. So it is me, Michelle, your host, Mind of a Black Child. Up until the next episode, take it to the top, baby.